So I'm going to introduce the topic, why do we worship? There are two things that I want to emphasize today, the purpose of worship and the power of worship. There is this group of missionaries that went to a tribe in the mountains of Mexico called Chol Indians. They stayed there for 25 years. Yeah, later on, I'll call. So I forgot, but I will, later on, the next one will be. And so they stayed there for 25 years. And you know what happened with those Chol Indians? They never sang before. Those missionaries went in there. And now if you go to their churches in the mountains, they've got the best Christian songs that you could ever hear, the blending of their voices. And the missionaries were just surprised. Where did those words came from? Those songs that they made as worship unto God came from. Now they are called the singing tribe. Where did it come from? It came from God. When David wrote the Psalms, he just wrote it, 2,400 words, which also states his situation. Whether it's be happy or in danger or whatever, he writes a song in the center of everything that is happening to him. So we'll read our text. Come on, sister. Now I didn't forget. I will never forget that.
Good morning. I'm not reading from my physical Bible. I saw Elijah and Noah with their Bibles, but I have it printed in bigger font size. Okay, I'm reading from Ilocano, one of the four most widely spoken dialects in the Philippines out of 180. That's the language of our president. Salmo 40. Kanta apagdayaw. Siya adusak anagururay iti apo. Inalingag nak kentinengeg na iti asog ko. Iti napegad nga abot inaon nak. Kastamet ti gayong-gayong anakailumlumak. Iti rabaw ti bato insagpat nak. Iti kasta natalget ti pannagnak. Insurunak ngagkanta, di baro ahimno. May saakanta, apagdayo-dayaw, ti Diyos tayo. Agbuteng to ti adu amakakita, ket iti apo agtalekda. Psalm 40, I'm reading NIV version. Okay. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Praise be to God.
Thank you, sister. And that's my first language. I learned that because I was born in that part of the country, and I think that's the best language. All you hear, if you don't speak that language, is many A. But if you are a Chinese speaking and you're not a Chinese, you'll say that's what you hear on the last part of the words. But that's a good language. I encourage you to learn it. You will learn it when you get to heaven anyway. We will read again our text. Ready? Begin. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up of horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my steps, and he put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, who will trust in the Lord. The natural result of a supernatural work in the soul of a man, Christian especially, is worship. Worship and praise to God through their mouth, through the words that they sing. When God rescues you, you can't help but sing. You can't help but worship. That's the number one evidence that you are a Christian. You can't help but worship. Listen, guys. This joy that I have now, when you see me sing, the world didn't give it to me. The world also cannot take it away from me. When I was first a Christian, I didn't know how to worship. I just watch, I read, I don't know the songs, I just follow. Nothing. But later on, when the revelation about God sank deep in my heart, then I realized, hey, how good it is to sing to God. There's coming a day when preaching will stop, sermon will be finished, prayer meeting will no longer be needed, evangelism will be useless. In fact, even faith, we don't need faith after that. And that is when we go with Jesus together in heaven. But there's something that we do right now that will go on to eternity nonstop, and that will not stop, and that is worship and praise. Would it be boring to just keep worshiping? No, because there are a lot of things that we're going to do there, but in our hearts, we are worshiping as we do it. There is just joy that comes out, bubbles out from everyone's heart that will be there. Everything that the church does will stop except praise and worship. And if you don't practice it now, if you don't do it now, you're in trouble there. Because in heaven, praise and worship never stops. Revelation 4, verse 8 and 9. Let's read it. Ready? Begin. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits at the throne, who lives forever and ever. Nonstop worship there in heaven. The moment you become a Christian, born again, as we call it, as Jesus called it, the moment you are saved, as Paul calls it, like the Chol tribes, you can't help but sing unto your God. You begin to praise him for what he has done and worship him for who he is. Two things. Praise him for what he has done and worship him for who he is. St. Augustine, I like what he said. A Christian should be a hallelujah from head to foot. From head to foot. You know the simplest meaning of praise and worship. It is vocalizing your compliments to God. You are holy. You are awesome, O God. Thank you for what you've done to me. Thank you for who you are to me. And then we put a tune. It's better when we put a tune in it. I am glad when I see a couple in a table having meals together and interact with each other. And laughs and smiles while they have the chat. Imagine when they are not eating together, when they are eating together and they don't look at each other, they just eat. Imagine that. What would you think if you see them like that? Maybe the man wants to go fishing, but the woman didn't like it. And so, no, we go for a meal. So the man, just for the sake of peace, went with her. So they're not really in good mood when they were there. Imagine the feeling of that. And so, yeah. And it's hard to do that. Imagine when I wake up in the morning and I have this note for Louisa, who just opened her eyes, scrolling her cell phone. and looking for a song, a Christian song too. And then I say, "Good morning, my love," because that's how I call her in the morning. "Good morning, my love. How are you today? Did you sleep well? Good if you sleep well. But remember, I love you." But no feeling at all. I'm just reading it. That's what happens when we read the songs and there's nothing, revelation of God as you are singing. It should be like this. If you memorize the song, just leave it. "Good morning, my love. Oh, so nice." Of course, I have to close my mouth because my words might not be pleasing because I just wake up. But there's feeling. It comes from the heart. That's when you worship God with those lyrics there. And I begin to raise my hand because a revelation of those words comes into my heart about God, about what he has done. That's real worship. Guys, listen. Just because we sing through those words on the screen doesn't mean we worship. There's no such thing as praising God your way. There's only one, and that's God's way. You can't praise with a closed mouth. No. You can meditate with a closed mouth, but you can't praise him just standing there. No. The people around you can't praise God for you. You have to praise God yourself of who he is and what he has done to you. Sometimes worship has gone twisted today. Sometimes we have focused on the wrong thing. We have focused on the stage. It's good. Our stage is small. But what if we have a big church and the stage is just with flashing lights and whatever? We focused on the worship leader. Whether if he's a good worship leader, we focus on him and that, wow, how he sings. His voice is wonderful. And then we focus on the musicians, how good they play or how bad they play. We are focused to the wrong thing. We have to focus higher. Overcome whatever is in the stage, whatever come the musicians made mistake or they do excellently, overcome that. Focus on the one, the object of our faith. Guys, it is okay to have a nice stage, okay? Nice, good singers, skillful musicians, but this should not be the object or focus of our worship. Amen. Listen, guys, if you have the right focus, it doesn't matter if we have an acoustic guitar last week. Doesn't matter. Or an old hymnal song, or we will have even a more old song. Psalms is a very old song. Imagine, those were the songs of David, but they are powerful. If we have God as the only focus in worship, I guarantee we will touch the heart of our Father, and the angels sing with us. Guys, if you want to touch God's heart in worship and praise, focus only on him. Through those lyrics that you read, you meditate on as you are singing, especially when you memorize it. Not on the worship leader, not on the musicians, not on the stage or whatever, the lights, whatever there. Not on even the kind of song we sing. It doesn't matter as long as it focuses on God and what he has done. For as long as it describes who God is and describes about what he has done to you, to the church, to the people. It doesn't matter whether it is an old song or very old song, as I said. When it is sang in the right focus, which is God's way, you'll reap surely a benefit of that. Psalms 22, verse 25. Ready? Begin. "From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. For those who fear you, I will fulfill my vow." I made it read that you. Do you know who's that you? God. "From God comes the theme of my praise," David said, "in the great assembly. Before who fear you, I will fulfill my vows." Listen. If our praise comes from him, then we have enough ammunition to praise him. for what he have done, for who he is, then you have a lot to say, to praise him. Many writers wrote songs, centers about God. Those are already our ammunition. Many Christians know how to worship, but sometimes they miss the you as they worship. I truly love that song that goes like this. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. You don't need a good day, a good song to praise God. You just need the you, the good God as the source, to praise him. In Psalms 48:1, ready begin. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, the city of our God, the holy mountain. It means my situation or feeling doesn't determine my praise. Who he is determine my praise. His greatness determine my praise. The other day, as Louisa have done, it's either her cell phone, he play worship songs there, and he listen, I hear it. The other day, he turned on the TV with those worship songs. And as I'm doing all those things that I'm doing inside the house, I can't avoid but close my eyes and say, thank you, God. I praise you because of the songs that I listen to. You don't need to sing in the morning, Louis is still sleeping, and I say, praise the name of Jesus. No, don't do that. You are disturbing the sleep of your loved ones. But you can turn on, put a, what's this? The earpod, and turn on the best songs, your favorite Christian songs. But don't sing, don't follow the song, because she might wake up and... don't do that. I think we were in a conference, and then this man, I love how he worshiped, but it's 4:00 in the morning. He took his guitar and went down, but we are up. It's a big, it's like for attenders of the conference, we sleep together there with own bed, and he went down and he just strummed his guitar and worshiped God. It was a nice song, but everyone woke up and, no, don't do that. Let's have wisdom in our worship, especially in the morning. God worship, a great worship is determined by what the Bible says. It says, lift up your hands, then lift up your hands. It says, shout unto the Lord, then shout unto the Lord. No one will laugh at you when you're in church. Just shout if you want. If it says dance, because David danced, but dance if you want. But don't go around and stay here and then. Let's have the wisdom, because we have this, we call it dancing Lola in the Philippines. When he's in the mood of dancing, he would go to the stage and just, we had to tell her that don't go in the stage, just in where you are, dance if you want. If you want, there is this dance that I see on It Bulaga. The beat, what's that? Hawak mo ang beat, that one. You handle the beat. Oh, I don't know what they're doing. They even turn like that. But you can do that with God. He is happy to watch you clap your hands. When I was a young Christian, clapping was just a struggle to me, because it seems like everyone was looking at me. So I just clap like this. Just clap like this. But later on, I just was so happy and clapping. And then later on, when I got the revelation about God, about clapping your hands, then it grows increasingly exciting to clap your hands unto God. Praise doesn't find its source in music, but it's God. It's not the music, it's God. Whether it's an old song or new song or whatever song, as long as the focus is God, that's a great worship. Listen, there is enough material in God to praise Him every day. When you wake up in the morning and you see the white paint, you can say, Lord, thank you. At least it's not Nipah hat that I see. Or it's not an iron sheet. Because that was how, when we were getting richer, we had a house with iron sheet. Because before it was just Nipah hat. When the summer comes, all those Nipah hat goes up like that, and you can see the sky through those holes on, because the Nipah sheet just, I don't know why it's like that. But when during rain, they close down like that. And now it's galvanized iron. But where here in New Zealand, you can see the galvanized iron, you see ceiling with painted in white. So with that, you open your eyes, Lord, thank you for this nice abode, you call it abode, for the weather, anything in the morning, for your breath, for everything that you have. Then you see your wife, thank you, Lord, for my wife today. You see your daughter. Thank you, Lord, for my daughter. She's stubborn, but anyway. Thank you for giving me a daughter. Psalms 22. Ready? Begin. My God, why have you... This is the prayer. This is the prayer that Jesus quoted when he was on the cross. And this is David's song. Ready? Begin. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet, la, 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 la. Let's say that again. Yet, you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. He was so desperate. He was in trouble. On verse 1 and 2, it seems like there is no God to him there. And he even said, my God, why have you forsaken me? That was what happened with Jesus when he was on the cross. His Father forsook him because he took our sins, sin of all mankind. So he was made sin for us. So the Father has to separate from him. And that's hell. Hell is the absence of God. That's why he shouted, Father, Father, why have you forsaken? That was the feeling of David during that time. Yet, I like that word, yet. Yet. The praise that goes up to God when your situation is, or even your life keeps going down, is a different kind of praise that God takes notice of. When you worship Him in the midst of difficulty, the midst of huge problems, because God inhabits in the praise of His people, the Bible says. In Psalms 22, if you read it, it's all about the quote-unquote bad things that happened to David. But in Psalms 23, let's read it. After that, this is what happened after he said, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. Yet, no matter what my situation is, you are the God that I trust. You are the God that will deliver me from this. Psalms 23. Do we have it there? No? This is what it says in Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In chapter 22, it says, why have you forsaken me? And yet in chapter 23, he said, I shall not want because the Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. What more? He lead me beside still waters. He restored my soul. What a revelation that we could see. That in the midst of situation, and you sing. Those are songs that he wrote. And you sing for God in the midst of whatever feeling you've got. There is there's something waiting, good thing to happen when God touch your heart because of your trust in him. Let's read what happened to Paul and Silas. Ready? Begin. When they received their orders, what happened here? They cast out a demon on a woman. And when the demons came out of the woman, so the... Ano ba ito? Ano ba? Kahirap naman ng mag-English. Yung mga boss niya. The one who are handling the woman because they take money from panghuhula. For fortune telling, they got money from the woman who was filled with demons, but he can fortune tell. He can fortune tell, and they get money from that. And what Paul and Silas did, they cast out the demon in her, and so she lost. She lost the power to fortune tell. And so they brought him to the magistrate, and they took him into, they were beaten first, and then they were brought into the prison cell. The dungeon, and they were there at midnight. All the pain that they had to get, the 39 lashes that they had to receive from whoever beat them. So this is what happened. Verse 24. Ready? Begin. When he received these orders, he put them into the inner cell and fastened their feet in stocks. 25. About midnight. Say midnight.
Midnight.
It is the darkest part. One of the darkest part of the night is midnight to 4 o'clock. At the darkest part, at the darkest part of their lives, which that's the meaning of it. About midnight, ready, begin. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains were loose. Hallelujah. The power of worship. Prayer is powerful because God says, ask and you shall receive. But worship is powerful too. You just don't know what happens when you worship God according to what he had done and who he is. Someone said, when you lift your voices in worship, the devil loses his. In Psalms 149, 6 to 7. Ready? Begin. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance to the nations and punishments on the peoples. They're talking of the devil. The sword and high praises seems to be a fighting material to David. There are 2,400 words in the book of Psalms, words of songs in whatever situation was in. I have this song, which I learned when I was a young Christian. I didn't understand yet then. But now I think I know it. This the song. I think this. I don't know if this is in hymns. I don't know. Listen to it. Praise is the power of heaven. Praise is the power of heaven. Praise is the power that opens the door to the kings of kings. The power of darkness shall flee. As we praise and magnify thee, praise is the power that opens the door to the King of Kings. It's always good to open your cell phone and listen to those music when you are doing chores. when you wake up in the morning, even when you're working, we are not allowed on the bus to do that. But what I do, I just sing myself when I have no passenger. Look at it first, because there might be somebody there. And at the peak of my voice, I say, "Amazing grace." I don't close my eyes, of course, I might. It's so nice, guys. It's so nice. So lifting in the soul. You know the process of ecology? You know ecology? It's the water becomes gaseous, and then it evaporates. And then when it gets there, that's called evaporation. When it gets there, that is called condensation. That vapor becomes water. And if it's so heavy, what does it do? It falls as rain. That's the power of praise and worship. When you praise, you are sending off vapors of trust, telling God who He is, telling God. God doesn't need our worship anyway, okay? He doesn't need it, but we need to worship. Because when it's already full, it becomes a rain of blessings back to us. I like when Louisa would tell me, "You are handsome today." Because it comes from her. Even if it's not true to her, to me that's true. But please don't do that with God. He knows your heart. You cannot fool God. I like when somebody tells me something good. It's not that I need it, but I need it, of course. But God doesn't need that. Because He knows Himself. Even when you say it or not, He knows it. But we need it. That's why learn to worship from your heart through those lyrics. If you need to raise your hand, just raise. Don't be bothered by whatever thing that see you. No. The Bible says, lift up your hands, dance for joy, shout out to God. Let's do it in adoration of Him, because He is worthy to be praised. So it's our choice. Worship God and be blessed, or just stay in a life of not worshiping Him at all. If you ask me what I want, I will worship God forever, because in heaven, that's what I'm going to do. I'd rather practice it here. We don't have musicians.
Just the main man.
Just the guitar song here.
There is a song that only God deserves. We cannot sing that to anyone. It's only God that siya lang ang pwedeng tumanggap nito. He alone. We cannot sing that to any man, that song. Can you stand up and we'll sing it? It's a simple song. You don't have anything there. It's the word hallelujah. You cannot say hallelujah kopong. Hallelujah. You cannot say that. Hallelujah is only a word for the Lord. Can you give me a E? Let's sing that, okay? Hallelujah. 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 Sing it. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We love 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 you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for saving us. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our lives, brought us here in this nice country. Thank you, Lord, that we have a God who is always faithful, Lord, who is true to his word, who could be trusted anytime. Lord, I pray that this revelation of worship will sink into our spirits, that when we sing, we will see you as the God who saves us, who rescued us, who blesses us. We thank you, Lord, for all these men that are here today. Bless everyone here today, O God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Say, Amen. Amen. I need two people to... Teo? Okay. You can have a seat first.